In Kotzebue, an aging trove of Inupiat photographs, books, and recordings are at risk of further deteriorating are being assessed in the hope they can be digitized for future use. Akaluk Memorial Trust, a cultural arm of Nana Regional Corporation, received a small grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities to bring in a preservation specialist to examine the materials. More than 4,000 items, including 500 recordings made from 1965 into the 1980s, are in the collection. Arctic Sounder reporter Shady Grove Oliver says the nearly 50-year-old recordings include conversations with elders, highlighting the importance of understanding what it means to be Inupiaq.
And this sort of happened at the same time as a lot of the land claims discussions were happening, the times when the Native corporations were coming into being. They also, in some cases, they document things like the meetings that took place throughout the Northwest Arctic to discuss what people wanted their Inupiaq values to be. As in, if you go to that area now, there's a lot of pride in one's Inupiaq values, and it's this agreed-upon set of values that were actually determined, agreed upon at that time. So they have recordings of the original conversations discussing things as personal as what it means to be an Inupiaq person.
And Shady, what else is within this vast collection? What else have you discovered or have you been told about what's contained within these archives?
The tapes are really sort of the central focus to some degree. There's more than 4,000 items altogether in this collection, and there's about 700 cassette tapes. So as a group, they're one of the most important parts of it. And I'd like to point out some of the other things that are actually in these tapes that I've had described to me. There's conversations with elders that are actually in Inupiaq. And that's really important because there are a lot of people nowadays who are trying to learn the language as second language learners, as in they didn't grow up speaking their native language. And so these tapes are a really important original document of the language as spoken by fluent native speakers. In addition, there's recordings of elders talking about migration patterns, hunting and fishing traditions, traditional medicine, weather patterns. So a lot of things that would actually help communities nowadays understand where they are and how they got here, even if they weren't able to speak to those elders that had that information themselves.
It sounds as if some of that information could be valuable baseline for climate change research and other scientific initiatives.
I know people are interested in seeing what's actually on these tapes, and I say that because they're so fragile at this point. You know, we know that tapes can last for 25 to 30 years fairly comfortably, but some of these tapes are pushing 50 plus years at this point. So because they're so fragile, many of these haven't actually been heard in a long time. So in terms of climate change, if we could hear firsthand what conditions were like in the 1960s and 70s, that would help back up what some of the elders are saying today. That would help lay this baseline so we could understand how have the caribou migration patterns changed. Did the migration routes originally go through some villages and not others? How far out did the sea ice extend? And by having that data, we can better understand sort of the rate and way things have changed over the last 50 years.
Shady Grove Oliver is a reporter with the Arctic Sounder. Akaluk Memorial Trust officials hope the current assessment will help support a request for future grant funds to preserve the archives and make them available for public use.